Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
Sounds like in the Jolly Green Giants at our podcast studio.
Hey guys, it's Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, coming at you from Springfield, Missouri, on like the most beautiful spring day. Am I right?
It's pretty wonderful.
You know, when I saw the weather today and I knew it was the day of our first podcast recording, I felt like the heavens above were blessing this recording.
You know what I did first thing today?
What did you do?
I hit a low. I Googled on my phone, how many days does a Walmart rotisserie chicken last in the refrigerator? And I found out it's not eight.
It's not eight.
It's two.
Only two. That is disappointing.
I got a five in one Google, but I kind of figured we were on day like eight and a half, so.
Oh, man. Tangent right off the bat. Guys, if you like tangents and not the meth kind, you are in luck. Because today, your episode is coming at you, sponsored by LaCroix Sparkling Water. LaCroix, it tastes like hate until you choke it down long enough for it to taste great.
You thought about that before.
I did not.
TM, trademarked. As is LaCroix, so we might want to throw in here. That LaCroix isn't technically sponsoring us, but once Katie and I went to Target and bought so much LaCroix that I took an Instagram picture and they asked if they could feature it, and they didn't.
They didn't!
But they asked permission, but they so did I ask. Feel like they owe me one.
So basically, I'm not a scientist, but I think that means they sponsor this podcast.
Brought to you by LaCroix.
Brought to you by LaCroix, okay.
The crisp, refreshing beverage.
The better water.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're doing a podcast.
We're doing it.
What happened? This was a joke.
You know what happened.
This was a joke that became real.
I feel like that's like a relationship. Let's start from the beginning.
What is the beginning, Shaylee?
So it's kind of been a joke for a while. Probably because we talk a lot. That sounds like, you guys should do a podcast. And they were probably like, ma ha ha, just kidding. And then we were like, we totally should.
I was like, this is so dumb, we won't. Here's a logo.
She did. She texted me
and Shaylee's like,
night.
But we can't really. Here's a theme song.
I know. But we can't. Here's some songs from the
internet. What? We're not doing this. Uh-oh, there's headphones on our heads.
There's headphones. We're sitting here on a Tuesday night in my laundry room and we're doing it.
It is a beautiful laundry room, guys.
Thank you. It's actually a bedroom.
Oh, well, you know.
A laundry.
That's
room.
Good because sometimes you do laundry and you get so tired.
I'm just taking a little napsters.
What do you know about podcasts?
So,
what is a podcast? Really?
To me, my first experience with a podcast.
Yeah, it was two days ago.
No, it was when churches would have pastors podcasts, and they'd be like, "It's on the podcast. You can download my podcast." And listen to the sermon, and then when people would work out and be like good Christians, they would like listen to podcasts. And I thought
exercising their body and their spirit. Oh my gosh.
But I would think that podcasts were basically just sermons, I think is how I started.
Guess what?
My first.
They are. They are.
So I feel like now is the time where I should point out the fact that Katie is a professional improviser, and I'm a giggler who listens to no podcasts.
What defines a professional anything? Do you get paid to do it?
Right, so maybe...
I do get paid.
You do get paid.
Yeah.
So true. We're not professional podcasters.
Yet, Shaylee Murphy. Yet.
So before you moved out to the wilderness and started listening to a lot of podcasts, what was your experience with them? Your first podcast experience.
I think podcasts are big in the improvisation world because people in that field love to hear themselves talk. So a lot of improv teams started going in. Also, you can follow our podcast where they just talk and tried to pretend they had a radio show.
Because that's kind of what it is. It's like a radio show when there's no station or anyone to pick you up or air it. It's just like the internet is your radio station.
Or like your mom's basement is the radio show. Is your
it's
radio.
It's like an audible Instagram.
Ooh. Except for not.
Not.
Instant? Really? Is this being posted right now?
This is a live stream.
Are you filtering my voice through, like, Nashville?
No, okay, that's true, I guess. Nashville.
This is what my voice sounds like when you filter it through Nashville. This one is a marrow.
We can do different audio filters, like Instagram.
Can we do the whole thing auto-tuned?
Yes.
Welcome. That,
I think that auto-tuning auto-correct? Makes it sound perfect.
Auto-tuning, that's what it is. Did I say auto-correct?
Auto-tune. You said that.
Okay, good.
Correctly.
Auto-correcting would be interesting, too.
So, improvisational.
But then my friend Mara, and your friend, she works from home. She is a graphic designer, and she said she listens to a lot of creative podcasts. So while she's doing her design work, you know, that occupies like her visual and also, you know, tactile, but she will listen to people who own their own businesses, tips like that. And I thought, well, that is a very productive use of time. Normally, I have, like, Dancing with the Stars on while I'm working.
Which
and then
means
I,
you're watching Dancing with the Stars
which
50%
means,
of the time.
Exactly,
and
which
working.
Means I don't get anything done. So she's like, I think you guys should start a podcast because you're funny.
But I think it was a joke. Like,
but cut to there's microphones now.
You gave me several that you said were good to listen to, or one. Uh-huh. And I had a really tough time figuring out how to do that on my iPhone, because I know there's like there's iTunes and then there's like a podcast app break off of, and then you can subscribe or you can download them directly. I'm saying all this like I'm gonna go into
no,
like, explaining
good.
How to do it.
They probably
I still
know.
Don't know.
They probably know because they're listening right now.
That's true. Well, I figured it out, but I still don't quite know, because if you click around enough, it just starts.
It just starts downloading.
Just starts playing, right.
Okay, episode one, how to do a podcast into your phone. How to do podcast.
How to listen to a podcast on your phone.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Step one, I don't know. Type it into search. Step three,
go
click
to
on
iTunes.
The cloud,
go to
arrow
iTunes.
Down.
Yes. Well, you don't have to. You can play it.
You could play it. You could stream it.
Now, if you have no internet, you go to the
McDonald's. So, we're back. We're back to the fact that I moved to the country. I have a very limited internet access. It actually runs out like a data plan. That was the best I could do. I bought the most expensive one. I called 1 month in to say, is there anything else you can do? Can I buy two of that? And they said, no, this is it. So, anyway, I had to figure out how to entertain myself with now without like streaming Netflix, because Netflix, a little fun fact, it's a gig an hour, which is actually like it
what?
Doesn't seem that crazy. We get 50 gigs a month, so that's like, well, you'd have to watch 50 hours of
it's
Netflix.
Kind of a social experiment. Like, oh wow,
ooh. Okay, so we've reviewed that when you turn on a microphone and you make noises, then it hears it. Mm-hmm. And a podcast is a radio show you make in your mom's basement.
You make in your mom's basement. Or your friend's laundry room.
Or your friend's laundry room. There are dirty cloth baby diapers.
They're clean.
Oh, they're clean.
And I air dried them outside for the first time today.
Oh my, I hope she doesn't have a pollen allergy.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Stay tuned for episode 3. She did have a pollen allergy.
We can do, if we ever get viewers, listeners...
It's
a
like the Instagram
diaper
for your
episode.
Ears.
It's like the Instagram for your ears. We can do a cloth diapers episode because Mara, our best friend, our only friend.
The only friend we're going to mention on here.
Sat for 3 hours and taught me into doing cloth diapers. Not into. She answered my questions on cloth diapers.
Oh, do you guys care about the earth?
I will say I care about money.
Oh.
And they're free. And the earth.
I mean...
That wasn't our main motivating factor, though. I'm going to be 100%
yeah.
honest. I like the earth, but I mean...
Here's the deal.
Cost effective.
We can talk about that.
The baby has a sensitive bottom. She's had no diaper rash since I switched.
Oh.
Which we switched, I mean, it was like 10 weeks old. And they're free. I feel like I'm beating a system. I won't get into it because we'll do that for a, it'll be, I can talk
for hours. Because guess what, guys? If you are hooked by opposition, let me throw this one out there for you.
Don't you say it.
I don't use cloth diapers.
She doesn't, but Katie's a super mom.
A super mom would use cloth diapers, I feel like, but...
Well, I'm on kid one.
Let me tell you a little bit about why I listen to podcasts. I love podcasts because I am an extrovert who works from home. Mm-hmm. Alone. I have children, but I don't have... I used to work in an ad agency, so I'd have a lot of creative people to bounce ideas off of and feed off of their creative energy and just mm-hmm. laugh with people. And it energizes me. So when I'm home alone, I start to feel very depleted of energy. So especially if I'm doing admin tasks like cleaning or...
I think that's just life tasks.
Whatever you call
it. I think that's admin.
Your house is a business. Yeah. You have to administer tasks.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I find those things draining when I'm listening to a podcast. It energizes me. And so it kind of, it makes me excited. I bookmark my favorite ones and then I know, oh, I got to do laundry for the next couple hours. Let me pop in my headphones or whatever.
It entertains your ears.
It entertains, but also I think it can be a really great source of encouragement. Shaylee and I both are going through some similar stuff right now. We are working from home. We own our own creative businesses. I own a photography, I guess you could call it studio, although it's weddings, so there's no studio.
Ain't no shame in the wedding game.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
And then Shaylee, what's your business?
My husband and I own a video production company, and then I do interior design on the side. Dabble in.
Yes, and on the side, I do improv comedy, and I write for a television show here in Springfield, Missouri. So we've kind of got our random creative projects, but then, of course, we're also moms. I have a one-year-old, three-year-old,
whoa,
and a five-year-old. Five, three, and one. So I've got three kids.
Yay. And they're precious.
Oh, thank you.
Funny.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Stop
children.
It. Stop.
And I have a four-month-old.
So she's new.
Baby and a French bulldog and a husband. And that's, I'm brand spanking new.
Here she's new to this, but she's rocking it.
And I do not do improv, and I don't write for any television shows.
Yet. I'm working on her. I'm grooming her.
Well, Katie said, we should do a podcast. And then it was kind of like, ha, ah. And then she's like, no, but serious. And we were texting one night. And then she's like, but come on, and you just do the, we could just call and then do the things, and then the
guys, I'm very articulate.
She's very articulate. Perfect for podcasts.
Great.
Keep listening.
It's a great impression of me. You
nailed
it. And
I was thinking, no, because just all of the reasons normal people wouldn't want to. And anyway, but then I started thinking, as like a person that, first of all, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I've listened to like all podcasts. Dave Ramsey podcast.
He's good.
It's not working.
Hey, Dave.
I got a credit card today again. I'm just kidding. Dave, if you're listening, though, totally, man. You're like, you're my podcast. You're my podcast, Dave. Anyway, but and Katie even said this in the text message. If we do a podcast, I don't just want it to be us talking back and forth and giggling, even though we do that very well, flawlessly. But, you know, make it be something that could be possibly helpful to somebody. And so to me, I started thinking, okay, so I have a girls group that Katie's in that we meet, and I have a lot of friendships that I've had out of that. So going through the getting pregnant and talking about all the mom things, getting your baby to sleep through the night, do I or do I not want to do cloth diapers? What on earth does this mean while you're pregnant? And I've never done this before, and my body feels like it's, you know, all kinds of hot mess, which it was.
Right.
Just those one-on-one meaningful conversations and asking questions and getting things answered and explained, and just the time that people would take to explain certain things just really helped me get through all in one piece. And so then I was like, you know what? I don't know if anyone will want to listen, but if we talk about topics that I've found helpful, potentially.
You don't want to feel like you're going through it alone, so it's really helpful to have a little community of people that are in the same boat as you. And even specifically, I found that there's a big boat of women who own businesses and also want to be home with their kids.
Yeah.
And that is its own slew of issues. So, of course, there's that tricky word of balance and just figuring out how to do this thing and doing it really imperfectly, but doing it really joyfully and gratefully. And I think when I think of Shaylee, I think of someone who has the most positive attitude, possibly ever.
She hasn't seen me in my cryy times.
But you've seen me in mine.
So you say positive attitude. So I'm inserting a tangent here.
All right.
When I just had Opal, my baby, it was like 1 week after, possibly, and you were texting me, or maybe 2 weeks, and you were like, are you feeling weepy? I was like, what? Weepy? Like, I don't, like, no? Like, should I be feeling weepy? So I think I responded, like, no, and I'm not weepy. And I thought in my head, like, no, I've got this. Like, I'm not weepy. Like, jump cut to 1.5 days later, I'm, like, bawling hysterically for no reason. And I was like, weepy, this is what she meant by weepy. But just knowing, like, you're not crazy. Like, that's...
Yeah.
You know, you might hormones be, but everyone is.
Tricky mistress.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Jumping back on. You were complimenting me, I believe. Joyful, something fun.
Oh, gosh. Joyful. Did I say perfect?
No, you missed that one.
No, okay.
Follow the notes?
Follow the notes. Shaylee wrote me notes. Pretty.
Just
pretty
kidding.
Shaylee, here's the one thing that I feel sad for you podcast listeners about Shaylee. Mm-hmm. She's such eye candy.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we're wasting a decent...
Katie and I are in swimsuits right now.
We've got the bodies for radio.
For $5.99 a month, you can get the video podcast.
Ooh,
that was very sweet of you. That's very sweet.
No, really. So, like, I feel like this makes complete sense for me.
Stop it.
Because my asset is my six voice. But, Shaylee, you are missing out on, like, 50% of the package here.
50%.
Totally.
No. Well, Katie is... like, one of the funniest people ever in the world. And I giggle at her text messages. She's shaking her head slowly.
Mm-mm.
I giggle at her text messages so much that I read them out loud to my husband at night.
Which annoys him, which isn't my fault, Jonathan.
And then he'll look at me and be like, And I'm like, wait. And the other night I was like, hey, Jonathan. He goes, if you're going to read me a text message from Katie, don't. And I, like, had it pulled up, and I was like, I wasn't going to read you the
weather. I was going to read you the weather.
I was just saying, like, do you want to look right? Anything from the, like, fridge?
No.
Anyway, but she's very hilarious and fun, and she has long, flowing hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Long, flowing, dark hair.
I did put on lip gloss.
She did.
But then I realized you can't see my lips, so.
You can hear it.
Again.
That's kind of what we're...
So it's going to be fun. Wow. It's going to be a hot mess. It's going to be imperfect. So join us.
Join us on the journey.
Join us on the journey of joyful imperfection.
You need another J. Join us on the journey of joyful...
Jimperfection.
It's going to be great.
Minus that last few sentences.
We'll edit that out.
So next we are going to go ahead and take a moment... to do this week's DIY.
So what does DIY stand for? DIY
stands for do-it-yourself. And, you know, I see a lot of great video tutorials and blog tutorials with great, very detailed photos and instructions. But there's not a lot of podcast tutorials. So
no. And sometimes people are like, you know, they learn by listening.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna show you guys how to plant a cactus.
Hold on. Let me get it real quick.
Perfect. All right, this is good. Listen really closely. Okay, so the first step, you just kind of...
But not too hard. Just like Katie did it.
Great. And then step two is sort of just... And then...
You get the thing with the dirt. No, yep. There you go.
All right, so that's how you plant a cactus.
One thing you need to do is really make sure you keep your hands in the same position that Katie had her hands in.
Yeah,
so
guys, make sure you,
prickles.
If you want to rewind that and watch what my hands did during that. This is the dumbest joke. I love it so much. That's our DIY. You can look forward to lots of audio DIYs on future podcasts
coming
as well.
Up. We're going to do some arm weaving next time.
Yeah. That one takes a lot of intense visuals, so make sure you really listen. Instagram for your ears.
I feel like it could be the thing, right?
Yeah.
The Facebook for your... I was going to say the Facebook for your eyes, but... It doesn't quite have the same
podcast,
ring.
The Facebook for your eyes.